Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Wednesday, and this will be September 7th, 2016. This is the day of Apple's special media event where they introduce the iPhone 7. With me today, I have Dave Hamilton. How are you?
I am well. I am overwhelmed, all kinds of news, and still trying to digest it all. So maybe, perhaps we'll digest together.
Yes, we'll digest together. But you know what? Before we digest, because I want to make sure we don't forget, our sponsor's Casper today. And Casper, they're the mattress company. And yep. Boy, after today's event, I think we're both going to need to climb onto Casper mattresses. What they do is they make these really awesome mattresses that are multi-layer foam and just hold you the right way so you don't turn into a mattress burrito and you don't get too hot. They have the right amount of support, but also the right amount of spring. So, you know, if you need to do something other than sleep in your bed, it works for that too. And I have an open mind, so I'm not going to figure out what it is you do when you're not sleeping. I'm totally okay with that, and I don't judge. Anyhow, these mattresses are fantastic. I absolutely love mine, and I found that mine has actually improved my sleep, and I'm someone that has serious sleep issues, so anything that makes my sleep better is good in my book. They've figured out how to do this so they don't have to charge you tons of money, which is great. They actually ship to you instead of putting things into a showroom. So what you need to do is go get yourself a Casper mattress, because even though we can't sleep in the same bed, we can sleep in the same model bed, and that's almost as good. So head over
actually that's better, Jeff.
That is better?
Yeah, two mattresses are better than one.
Two mattresses are better than one. Okay. Yeah, that's a really good point. Yeah, okay, so instead of buying just one, go buy two, because you're worth it. Go over to casper.com/TDO, and then use the discount code TDO to get $50 off. And that's actually really cool, because the pricing is fantastic. Their twin size starts at $500. They have a full size for $750. The queen, which is what I have, $850. And a king, $950. They don't have anything that actually hits $1,000, which their competitors, over $1,000. So go check it out. Casper.com/TDO. Use the discount code TDO and get yourself a killer mattress, because they are awesome and you totally deserve it. So thank you, Casper, for being our sponsor. All right. Now that we know where we're going to rest when we're done with the show, Dave, is there a standout announcement from today's event for you?
Wow.
I know, I totally put you on the spot. Sorry.
No, you did. No, it's okay. The thing that surprised me the most, and perhaps even delighted me the most, is the AirPods. They're totally wireless earphones. Mm-hmm. And there's a reason this delights me. I have, since CES or shortly thereafter, I've been testing a couple of different types of totally wireless earphones. My favorites are the Earrings, E-A-I-N.
Uh-huh.
It is an amazing experience to have no cord connected to your ears. It is the most liberating thing that I've experienced in a long time. So seeing Apple join this particular club and doing it in a very Apple way with their whole, you know, just get it close and it pairs and then suddenly it syncs with iCloud, because that's sort of the problem with all these things, is they're Bluetooth and the sound quality is like meh. And the sound quality of the Earrings is fine, but it's Bluetooth, right? So you're dealing mm-hmm. with all of that, and you're dealing with this pairing process that is a constant battle.
Yes.
Because these things have tiny little batteries and all that stuff. So Apple being Apple and doing their own version of a truly wireless earphone is outstanding. I'm really stoked about it. And I realize that's not the biggest news of the day, but it certainly is the thing that delights me the most.
Well, to be fair, I didn't ask you what the biggest news of the day was, just what was the standout thing for you?
Yeah.
And it's the AirPods. I was very pleased to see them And that's saying a lot, because I am not a fan of Apple's earbuds, ear pods. And I have tried everything that they've made, and none of it's comfortable. The closest that that I had to comfortable from Apple were the in-ear ear pods or earbuds, whatever they called those.
Yeah.
And I really liked them, but to get them to sit right in my head, I had to turn them upside down so that the little things that stick down for the cords actually stuck up.
So you may hate the AirPods because it looks like that same design is applied to these things.
I'm going to see if I can borrow some from someone and try them, but I'm certain I won't buy them because the shape, I can tell you right now, does not fit my ears.
It's not for you.
It's not for me, but that's okay because there's other options.
Well, that's the thing. And seeing Apple do this, and I realize Beats is not a third party, but my hope is that they will open up some of this AirPod realm to third parties. That would be it would be a good thing for everyone, including Apple. So that really, it did delight me to see that. And largely because of how liberating that feeling is of having music in my ears without headphones over my head or a cord attached to me and all of that. I know it sounds crazy to say this, but I highly suggest that you all go and experience this in whatever way works for you and see just how liberating that is.
You know, I've been using wireless ear pods from a few different companies to try them out. The Blue Bud X or X2 is one I've been using most, but they still have a wire that goes between the two pieces in your ears.
Yeah. It's totally different. That's right.
Yeah. It's liberating because I don't have a wire connected to my phone.
Correct.
But the idea of having two pieces, one goes in each ear and there's nothing between them, that to me is really compelling.
Yeah. Yeah. It's cool.
Yeah. All right. The standout thing for me was it's the A10 processor. The reason that's the standout thing for me is because the new processor, this is what's in the iPhone 7. It's four cores, but the cores are not equal. You have two cores that I'll call the high performance cores, and then two cores that I'll call the high power efficiency cores. And then the system figures out which cores are appropriate to use at what time. And that helps improve overall battery life and performance. And I just love that because it totally exemplifies to me why Apple does the all-in-one thing. They make the operating system, they make the hardware. And if they weren't doing this, they could not do the A10 processor. It's just as simple as that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right. Well, we should talk a little bit about the iPhone, I suppose, as long as we're here.
Sure.
Now that you have seen the iPhone 7 and iPhone 7 Plus, so same size screens, but they're getting the higher quality screen that we have seen on the 9.7-inch iPad Pro. They have the solid-state home button, which we were expecting. They have a faster graphics processor. They have improved 12 megapixel cameras, and on the 7 Plus, it will be dual cameras, wide angle and telephoto, and new, not processors, sensors for the cameras. So they handle low light better, they handle high speed better, and the photos that they were showing during the presentation today were amazing. So that's actually kind of cool.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to playing with the cameras. Let's see. They come in an additional color now. So there's a glossy black that joins the lineup. Of course, no headphone jack. And they're more waterproof. So Apple is actually really touting that as one of the features now. All right. So
finally, it seems like though they have increased. It's hard to tell. I'm looking forward to seeing the teardown of the iPhone 7 because I'm curious how much they've improved the water resistance over the iPhone 6S, because the iPhone 6S can survive all of the things that they talk about the iPhone 7 surviving now.
That's right. So this may not be new per se, just new that Apple is bragging about it.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I can see a feature like this, putting it in and not talking about it just to see how it really performs, gather a year's worth of data. And then if it performs the way they want, then talk about it. Because
then talk about it.
Yeah. Because water is a scary thing for electronics.
Right. Right. No, I think even assuming, and it could be a very wrong assumption, but even if Apple did do nothing different with the iPhone 7, I think that plan was a very smart one for them. They collect, like you said, a lot of data over time, and that informs whether or not they should announce this as a feature or just leave it quiet.
Sure. So, and yeah, they decided to announce it.
Yeah.
They did change storage, so 16 gig is gone. Base model is 32. And then we have 128 and now 256 gigs.
That's right.
So that's pretty cool. LTE, that was almost like a side note that if you weren't paying attention, you would have missed. LTE is faster because they're using LTE Advanced. What that means is that your wireless data connection can be up to 450 megabits per second. So you have the potential to have a faster data connection, assuming your carrier supports that.
I'm glad you mentioned that because I missed that. So there you go.
Yeah. Well, there was a lot going on today, so I bet there's things you saw that I missed as well.
Well, I missed one thing.
Okay.
And I'll couch it in terms of what you just said. 16 gigs is gone. And that is true for the iPhone 7. It's also true for the iPhone 6S. You can no longer buy a 6S that is 16 gigs. They have 32 and 128, and that's it.
Okay.
Unfortunately, there is still a 16 gig iPhone available for sale, and that's the SE. And I say unfortunately not because it's only 16 gigs, but because the SE saw no update today. And that means that people that like the 4-inch iPhone, like me, are stuck in the same quandary we were in 2 years ago. Do we upgrade so that we can have the faster CPU and better camera and all of that? Or do we stick with the size of iPhone that we like? And it's very frustrating that Apple solved this problem, what, 6 months ago?
Uh-huh.
And now created it again.
And what I'm wondering, And I totally get it, because that is frustrating. Which do you hold out, or do you give up the phone size that you like? My guess is that 6 months from now we get an updated SE, and they're updating that model. I'll call it off cycle.
Yeah.
But that doesn't do you any good today.
No, it doesn't.
No, not at all.
No. All right. So I'm bummed about this because I'm very torn on what to do. I really like the size of the SE. It works extremely well for me.
Yeah, I totally get that. Yeah. And Apple made my decision for me today. My replacement for my iPhone 6S will not be an SE. It will be an iPhone 7. And that's because I'm going to get a new phone now and not wait.
Yeah.
We are running out of time, but I want to talk about the Apple Watch as well, because we got that announcement today. So we have the Apple Watch Series 2. So that has a faster processor. And it is now, instead of splash proof, it is considered, or they're calling it swim proof. And they're doing a really clever thing with that to get the water out of the compartment where the speaker and microphone sit. The speaker will vibrate to push water back out. So I just thought that was a really clever idea.
Yeah, it's clear, despite the Apple Watch first gen, or Series 1 as it's now called, being being swim proof for many people. I mean, Craig Hockenberry was probably the most popular person just because he wrote that big blog post about it. But he swims with his Apple Watch every day and it's been fine. They clearly added quite a bit of engineering to the Series 2 Apple Watch in terms of water resistance. That much is new. They put more seals in, and like you said, this whole speaker thing is brand new and very cool. I like what they're doing with the watch. It's the fact that they've put that they're making a ceramic watch. That's very interesting to me. Yes. I have a watch. A Rolex watch that I bought 10 years ago. It's certainly not recently. And it has a ceramic bezel. That bezel is as shiny and clear and unscratched and unscathed today as it was the day I bought it. So that is very interesting to me that they're doing a ceramic watch, because I think that could be a very, very nice thing for the attainable high end. Note that gold was not listed amongst the materials for the Apple Watch Series 2. I haven't looked to see if you can buy one in gold, but it was not discussed on stage today.
No, it was not. And I haven't bothered to look either. There's also a GPS that's built in.
Yep.
And I like that because that means there's one less thing that we need to have an iPhone in our pocket for when we're using an Apple Watch. And yes, I know it's a companion device, but if you're out, say, on a hike or you're running and you don't want to have to carry extra stuff, everything you can leave behind, including your phone, is nice. Yeah. So I like that the GPS is there. Then let's see that they changed this. We're still going to have the original Apple Watch. It will be Series 1 now, like you said. It's going to have the same processor that's in the Series 2, which is...
Yeah, so there will be three models of Apple Watch available. There will be first gen, and then Series 1 is faster, and then Series 2 is the latest.
Right, and Series 2, the pricing for that doesn't go down to the $269 level that we've had before. That starts at $369. So
that's right.
I haven't had a chance to look at all the details yet. So I don't know if that means that Series 2 doesn't include an aluminum version. I mean, is it just stainless steel? Or is it aluminum, but it costs more because of the extra things, including GPS?
No, there is an aluminum version. I'm looking online, and that Series 2 actually starts at, let me find it, but this is aluminum. Series 2 is $369. Yeah, so Series 1, dual core processor, $269, and then Series 2 with the GPS, the water resistance, and the dual core processor is $369.
Right.
Just to finish that, there is still an Apple Watch edition being sold, but the Series 2 Apple Watch edition is the ceramic. Okay. And that starts at $1,249 for the 38 and $1,299 for the 42 millimeter. And then you can probably go up from there, but that's where that's going to sit now is right there. So the edition becomes ceramic and not gold.
Okay. Well, actually, I kind of like the idea of the top-of-the-line model being ceramic over gold.
Same.
Yeah, I like how it looks much better.
Yep.
Yeah, Dave, we are pretty much out of time. Was there anything else that stood out for you that you wanted to mention before we wrap up?
I'm sure, but it's not going to come to me, so thanks for having me.
Oh, sure. Thanks for being here. And Casper, thank you so much for being our sponsor this week. Check out their mattresses, and do more than that. Buy one. Hit their website. It's casper.com/TDO. And then use the discount code TDO to get $50 off your order. It's delivered right to your door. No shipping charges. And if you don't like it, which isn't going to happen, you have 100 days to decide that. They'll take it back. No questions asked. And it doesn't cost you anything for that. So check it out. casper.com/TDO. Discount code TDO. And listeners, thank you for joining us. We'll see everyone again tomorrow.